I do not believe that there is a single person in this room this morning who has not gone through some sort of trial or what I would call a storm in their life. We have all been through a time in our lives that we did not believe we would be able to get out of. And if you haven't been through one in your life, one will come. We can experience a lot of doubt in these times. When the situations of life surround us and bring us down, it is very easy to let ourselves be over-encumbered. We can experience a lot of doubt, fear, and hopelessness and despair in these times. Where do we turn to, or where did we turn to in these times? How do we handle ourselves when we face trials and storms in our lives? Who and where do we go to for comfort? Have we ever asked God to help us through these storms? Have we ever walked to Jesus in the storm? What I have been describing can be related to our main passage here in Matthew. Let us turn to Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 and onward. Some of us may recognize this as the time that Jesus walked on the water. It is the time they walked on the Sea of Galilee to his disciples. I'm going to go through this passage and try to go through the setting of this passage and help us get a little bit of background before we get into the crucial part of our passage. So starting in verse 22, it says, "Immediately he, being Jesus, made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side, and while he sent the crowds away. After he had sent the crowds away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. And when it was evening, he was there alone. But the boat was already a long distance from the land, battered by the waves, and the wind was contrary." So here we see at the beginning of this passage, it was after Jesus had fed the 5,000, and Jesus went up to the mountain to escape from the crowds and have a moment to himself and pray to God. Because after all, Jesus was human. He also needed time to himself. Meanwhile, the disciples got on a boat to get to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, and a storm hit them unexpectedly. Now, the thing to know about the Sea of Galilee is that it's not necessarily a sea. It's actually more of a lake, and there's mountains surrounding the Sea of Galilee. And what would happen is that if a storm came, you wouldn't know it was coming until it came right over the mountain and suddenly was right there. In fact, when me and my dad were in Israel about a year ago, a few weeks before we went there, our tour guide told us about three boys who went on a boat, and it was a nice day, or so they thought. And when they were also out in the Sea of Galilee, a storm came and hit them unexpectedly, and they died, unfortunately. This is the same thing that happened with the disciples on the Sea of Galilee. And just like this storm, life can also hit us unexpectedly, and we can be ill-prepared for it, because it will always come when we least expect it. Moving on now to verse 26 through 27, or actually, no, verse 25. "And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea," he being Jesus. "And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, 'It is a ghost,' and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid.'" Now you can imagine the disciples' reaction to Jesus walking on the water. It's dark, the winds are blowing, the seas are raging, it's storming. And the only time that you could ever see out in the distance is when lightning strikes for a second. Now imagine when, as the disciples, lightning strikes, and you see out into the distance a human figure walking on the water, and you only see it for a brief second and then see it again when lightning strikes again. Imagine the disciples' fear when they see a human figure walking on the water in the midst of a storm that's already put them on edge. I can imagine that the disciples were very afraid in this moment. Now moving on to verses 28 through 29. Now this is a very crucial part of our passage, and this is what I'm going to be focusing on more for the remainder of verses 28 through 31 in particular, but this is where I'll be focusing on for the rest of this morning. And I have three questions that I want us to consider and wrestle with as we look at these passages. And the first one will come from verses 28 through 29. Peter said to him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came towards Jesus. My first question to consider for us today is, do we have faith in Jesus to brave the storm and go to him? Out of all the disciples in that boat, Peter was the one that showed just enough faith to want to go out into the raging storm to go to where Jesus was. Having that faith that that figure walking out, walking towards them, was Jesus in the middle of an intense situation such as this, shows something about Peter. In this very moment, despite all the fear, he still believed that it was Jesus walking on that water, and he decided to walk in that storm and go to him. And no matter how strong the storm is between ourselves and Jesus, we must always be willing to go to him, regardless of whatever is in between. In our life, that could be related to things that keep us separated from Jesus. Those things could be related to sin or anything that we put priority above Jesus. Many things can put ourselves in between Jesus and ourselves. Not only this passage also shows us that no matter how much danger the disciples were in, Jesus was right there with them. He was always within reach of their presence, whether he was right there in the boat as he was when in another storm when he was sleeping in the back and then calmed the storm. He's either right there with them or, in this case, walking on the water. And just like this, Jesus may not be physically with us today, but he is always in reach for us. The Christian life is a hard life, especially when we go through trials and storms in our lives. However, we always should be comforted to know that no matter what storms we have in our life, Jesus is always there within reach. But we must not let things separate us from getting to Jesus and allowing him to help us. Remember Job? If we remember the story of Job, we remember that Job had everything in his time. And in a brief second, he lost it all. He lost his family, his possessions, his health. But even through that, he still praised God. And in Job chapter 1 and verse 22, it says, "Through all this, Job did not sin, nor did he blame God." And this leads me to my second question, which is in verse 30 through 31. "But seeing the wind, he became frightened and began to sink. He cried out, 'Lord, save me.' Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and took hold of him and said to him, 'You have little faith. Why did you doubt?'" For our second question, do we call on Jesus to help us during our trials? As Peter was walking on the water, he became afraid and allowed the storm to overcome him, and he began drowning. He let his focus get away from Jesus and on the storm that was raging all around him. Despite that great faith I mentioned earlier, where he had that faith to walk out onto that water, Peter still allowed it to waver and let the storm get the best of him. At that moment, Peter cried out for Jesus to save him. And without hesitation, Jesus reaches his caring hand towards him and pulls him out of the water. The problem that Peter had in the first place was that he took his focus off of Jesus and things got worse for him. Without Jesus, he could not walk on the water. For us, when we do not rely on Jesus to get us through our storms, then we will never get out of it. We need to have our focus on Jesus, not only for getting us through our trials, but for our eternal salvation's sake as well. Peter even says it in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, where he says, "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved." When Peter was drowning in the water, after his focus went off of Jesus and he began to drown, the only person that could save him was Jesus. No one else could have been able to save his life from the unrelenting waves. And just like with us, no one else can save us in eternity, and no one else can save us from our trials other than Jesus. It is the same when we go through life and for our eternal salvation. And like I said before, we must have just enough faith to be able to keep our eyes on Jesus so that we will not drown ourselves, to be able to keep those distractions out of our way and to continue to walk towards Jesus as we keep our eyes focused on Him. In Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 2, it says, "Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising its shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Jesus endured the cross. Why? To save us from our storms. He endured the worst storm of them all just to get us out of our storms. For our last question, let's look at verse 31. Again, I read, "Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and took hold of him and said to him, 'You have little faith. Why do you doubt?'" And I want to ask the same question that Jesus asked Peter. Why do we doubt? Doubt is something we all struggle with. It is one of those things that can take us by surprise and we sometimes cannot see coming, just like the storms on the Sea of Galilee. In other times, it is something we struggle with on a consistent basis. And I'm pretty sure all of us have struggled with doubt. Even I have struggled with doubt a lot of times. But why? Why do we struggle with doubt? Well, maybe one reason is because we are afraid. Just like with Peter, he began to doubt because he became afraid of the storm and its power. Another reason could be is that we are unsure. Most of the time, fear of the unknown and what will happen next get the best of us. And just like with Peter, fear of the unknown of what would happen to him in that storm got the best of him, and he let his focus get off of Jesus. We've been looking at the book of James in our Wednesday night auditorium class, and I think James describes it well in James 1 when he is talking about various trials and tribulations. In verse 6 of James 1, it says, "But you must ask in faith without doubting, for he who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind." Doubt can bring us into a state of loss. Like the verse says, we can be tossed back and forth with no real direction. However, we should have the kind of faith that is described to us in Matthew 17 and verse 20, where Jesus says, "Because of the littleness of your faith, for truly I say to you, if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." Jesus tells us multiple times that if we put our faith and trust in him and do what he commands of us, then he will be on our side throughout this life. And just like the song we sing at here in church says, "Without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I'd surely fail." Our faith needs to be strong enough in Jesus to be able to walk in dangerous waters for him. We need to keep our focus on him at all points in our lives. And lastly, we need not to doubt who he is and what he could do for us. One last passage I will read is from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 4, which says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our afflictions, so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by Christ." There is a song that was shown to me a little while back, and it's not a church song, but the words that were in it describe what I've been talking about perfectly. The words are, "I was sure by now you would have reached down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day, but once again I say amen, that it's still raining, and as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, 'I'm with you.'" No matter what storm is in our life, Jesus is always there with us, ready to extend that caring hand if we are ready to receive it. This morning, if you are not a child of God, I pray that you become one and get out of your storm by believing in Him, repenting of your sins, confessing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and then being baptized for the forgiveness of those sins, as it says in Acts 2 and verse 38. And if you are a Christian, and maybe you are struggling in a storm of your own, or maybe you're drowning, just like Peter was, and you need Jesus to come and save you, I pray if you have a need to come forward now while we stand and while we sing.
There's a fountain.